You know, I tend to think that when we sing songs and say we're marching, we should actually march. Our feet should actually be moving. Hopefully our lives are marching in that direction. This morning's gospel comes from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. If you have a very good memory, perhaps you remember this gospel, or at least it is a portion of the gospel that is shared on Maundy Thursday. Maundy Thursday's gospel reading begins with the beginning of the 13th chapter, as Jesus washes the feet of his disciples, and Peter complains that his feet should not be washed, or his feet and his head should be washed. And Jesus explains, what I am doing for you, you will understand later. I am doing something for you as an example of what you should do for one another. I'm paraphrasing. What follows, of course, in the scripture is Jesus talking about his betrayal and how he will give the sop, which is something which one eats, to the one who will betray him. Gives this sop to Judas, and Judas leaves immediately. And curiously enough, after Jesus leaves, today's gospel begins. And so we hear, as Jesus is in the midst of his 11 apostles, how he shares with them how he will be glorified, and what commandment he gives to them. We, of course, tend to think there are only 10 commandments. The faithful people, the Jewish people, the chosen of God, recognized there were considerably more than 10 commandments. There were somewhere in the neighborhood of 613 commandments. That is to say, all the things God had told his people from their relationship together. What to eat, what to do, what not to do. And Jesus gives his disciples one more commandment, that they should love one another. Just as I have loved you, Jesus says, you should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. In many ways, I do think this is probably one of those scriptures that we should commit to memory, because it is kind of a cornerstone in our faith. We are, above all things, people whom God has called to love one another. More than that, he's given his Son as an example of that love. A love which is willing to die for those whom it loves. And so, indeed, if Christians were able to love one another, as Christ indeed loves them, loves us, the world would see something amazing. There are a lot of Christians who I believe, think that being a Christian is all about being nice. And of course it is about being nice. Christians should be nice. But if our faith is only niceness, then we have not even begun to scratch at the depth of faith that God has given to us. Being nice is a good thing, don't get me wrong. Please, everyone, be nice. But love God so much that you're willing to reach out to your neighbor. Not only the neighbors you like, but the neighbors you dislike. Or perhaps the neighbors who dislike you. And if your love is indeed true to God, be willing to reach out even to enemies. People who want ill for you and for your family. For that is the kind of love that Jesus shared with his disciples. And the same kind of love which he wants us to share with one another. It is simply much more than being nice. It is simply much more than being civil or being tolerant. We live in a world, unfortunately, where there are a lot of angry people. And there are a lot of people with things to say. And curiously enough, they tend to say them at the same time, so that it's hard to hear even good messages. If you only have one message to share, and as Jesus was going to the cross, he wanted to give that one message to his disciples. He had given them many messages. He had shared with them his life. He had shared with them his parables, God's wisdom, the miracles that did exorcisms, great acts of power. He had shared those all with his disciples. And as he was approaching the cross, as Judas was already planning his demise, there was one more gift to give. And it was explaining to his disciples that they should love one another. It's a simple thing. It's a simple message. And yet it is still profound. It's still not understood clearly even in our generation. Let us take this one piece of scripture home today. These two verses, "I give you a new commandment," Jesus said, "that you should love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this will everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." If we can do this one thing, if we can do this one thing, the world will take us seriously, and the world will change. Because they will see that we have changed. Thanks be to God for His word.